This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:44, 16 till 7. Here we go, man. It's going to get started at noon. The session gavels in. Who better to join us to discuss than Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. How you doing, Jeremy?
Hey, Tommy, good to hear from you.
Good to talk to you. This is like, for people that are political junkies, this is like the start of the NFL season in a way, right?
It's prime time, baby. That's right.
Tell me.
Happens once a year.
Yes, sir. Tell me what, first of all, about the session itself. It is a fiscal session, right?
That's right. This is our regular session that is held annually in Baton Rouge. What's unique about this year is that it's an odd-numbered year, and that means it's a fiscal year, so taxes are going to be on the table. And there are kind of three pots of policy issues to track in this session, beginning with taxes. Lawmakers can only propose taxes every other year. Of course, the governor and the legislature pushed a constitutional amendment to rewrite the taxation portion of the Constitution that failed. So we're going to see lawmakers trying to put some of these issues back on the ballot again and try to get voters to take another look at certain areas, possibly income taxes, sales taxes, a couple of different things. There's also the budget, Tommy. That's something we do every single year. This year it's kind of sketchy looking right now. There's a lot of cuts coming down from the federal government. Even worse, though, Tommy, we don't know what those cuts are going to look like. So lawmakers are scrambling to find money for everything, including teacher pay raises, which was part of that amendment that failed. So there's not a lot of talk about cuts to higher ed and education right now, higher ed and healthcare. But that's something to keep an eye on. And finally, Tommy, there's this kind of a potpourri category. It is a regular session, so pretty much anything can come up. There's going to be a lot of education issues, a handful of insurance issues, auto insurance, as well as the dreaded tort reform issue. There's going to be a big push to reorganize DOTD, which is our agency that oversees kind of roads and bridges, and kind of a wild card unexpectedly is health, is kind of health generally, kind of piggybacking on some of the initiatives that we've seen from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump's health secretary. He may very well make an appearance during session, Tommy, to look at a couple of different issues involving sugary sodas and highly manufactured foods.
Now, he took a big step back when it came to the measles vaccine. Does that affect any of this, Jeremy, or not?
We're going to have to see. You know, vaccines have become a perennial issue at the Capitol, whether it's a substantive issue to be debated or maybe just a resolution. So I imagine we'll be hearing about it.
You know, you got the science of it and you got the politics of it. And a lot of people politically were not happy with RFK Jr. taking a backstep. I'm sure I was saying when we spoke to, I forgot who it was last week, Dr. Corey Hebert, that I would think Bill Cassidy was one of the people who said, thank you, Jesus, that RFK Jr. changed his view on the measles vaccine because Bill Cassidy is a physician and kind of went out on a limb to vote for his confirmation, right?
Yeah. But I think in terms of the regular session and what's going on in Baton Rouge, right now it doesn't seem like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is connected to any kind of policies, proposed policies related to vaccines. Right now, he is just connected to a nutrition bill that's being authored by Senator Patrick McMath.
Is that the one about sodas for people on food stamps? Or is not?
It definitely deals with sugary soft drinks and using federal food aid, like you're saying, to purchase them. So, yes, that is part of it. Also looks at ultra-processed foods and some other things as well.
So when it comes to, healthy foods and food stamps and I don't know what else. I don't know if there's any cultural issues that are going to come on up. Are there any, are we doing any culture wars this session or not?
Well, I'm sure there will be. There typically is. Abortion is a good example. That's one area it feels like every session there's nowhere else to go with it, but we tend to have those bills. So, yeah, I think transgender-related policy issues will probably surface as well if history has been any indication.
So with all that being said, and we can take a break here, pick it up, we come back, as a member of Louisiana, Louisianian, I don't care about any of that. You know what I care about? I care about the outrageous car insurance that I'm paying, and I care about the outrageous house insurance that I'm paying, and I think most Louisianians feel that way, and I'll ask them on the Oakland Jeweler Talk and text line 504-260-1870. What is it that you want to see the legislature address this season? Because for me, it's insurance, insurance, and insurance, both on the automotive side and the residential side. I do need to tell you that message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive and whatever else legally I should tell you. 650, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. All right, 655, 5 till 7, session gavels in at noon today. Jeremy Alford is our guest, the editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. Jeremy, when it comes to, I'm going to ask you a big, long question here, and then you can jump in. It all goes to political capital and a governor and amendment, the constitutional amendments failing as they did. When it comes to trial lawyers, when it comes to the Gator Scholarship Program, I see a story here from the Illuminator that Louisiana legislature's leadership said that they're likely to eliminate funding for his Gator program because they got to pay the teachers in public school, find a way to pay them their raise. How much, comparing, I guess, and contrasting the governor's political power with what he had last session, big drop-off, what? Jump in where you feel comfortable and all of that, and the likelihood of any real insurance reform.
There's this conversation about Jeff Landry and the power he wields, and if that's changed any because this constitutional amendment failed. I would argue, Tommy, that his sway over the Capitol and influence among the general public hasn't changed at all. Mm-hmm. One of the hardest things to do in Louisiana politics, hands down, is change the Constitution. Huey Long, at the peak of his power, couldn't do it. Earl Long tried, Buddy Rumor tried, and now Jeff Landry has tried. And I don't think that takes anything away from Jeff Landry. I think he goes into this session just as powerful as he was last year.
So what about the trial attorney thing and the auto insurance and the governor looking for a hybrid and Tim Temple, the feud, well, I don't say feud, disagreement with him. I'm going to talk to Tim Temple later on. Tell me how you see that shaking out.
Yeah, we're going to see. Governor Landry has a very positive working relationship with the trial bar. We haven't seen a Republican governor have that kind of a relationship since Bobby Jindal, whereas the legislature has kind of a frosty relationship with the trial bar, particularly Republicans who do have the majority. So Governor Landry right now is trying to forge some type of compromise on auto insurance rates and also what others are describing as tort reform, meaning how insurance companies and plaintiffs' attorneys engage in the courtrooms. And it's a very heated issue, Tommy. As you know, a lot of money gets spent on both sides of that. So that's that will be a true test of the governor's leadership and influence.
Yeah, a lot of money gets spent, Jeff, when it comes to trial attorneys. And I was just thinking, watching the news the other day and frankly, listening here on WWL, they spend a lot of money on advertising. you know what I'm saying? And I got to believe that that is going to have some kind of say in this as well, because if that goes away, I don't know that advertising is going to go away. It can't, I don't think, with the Supreme Court ruling. But if that goes away, or somehow the need for them to advertise goes away, that's going to have effects down the line as well, right?
Yeah, and you know, they most certainly will be able to adapt. This is not going to change in industry overnight. But you know, not only are they spending money on advertising, they're going to be spending money on lobbyists and government relations as well. And that's going to be one of the noisiest issues of the session, probably.
Yeah, I think I heard what you said just now. I'm not going to repeat it, but I think I heard what you said. Real quick, when it comes to the Tim Temple-Jeff Landry relationship, Tim Temple is an elected official. Does he stand his ground with the politics of all of this?
We'll have to see. You know, he wasn't included in that big release last week on insurance legislation, but I know he has his own legislative package he'll be pushing as well.
Well, he's going to join. Thank you, Jeremy Alford. We'll talk to you throughout the session. Your expertise and wisdom is greatly appreciated, as is your time. Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. We will talk to Tim Temple when we come back. Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, one of the hottest topics of the legislative session and a thing that I care about most. Car insurance, I got a renewal for one of the vehicles yesterday, and auto insurance, and home insurance, rather. So give me a text, 504-260-1870. Don't text and drive. Text data and message rates may apply.